Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are studying Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20, the first part. It says, "A faithful man will abound with blessings." A faithful man will abound with blessings. The word faithful, very simply, means steady, firm or trustworthy, reliable, not shaken by circumstances. These days, in the sense of employers looking for employees, the quality of faithfulness, reliability, dependability, trustworthiness is a highly valued attribute. And here in the Word of God, we are told that a person who is faithful will abound with blessings. Jesus told the well-known parable in Matthew chapter 25 about the servants who were given a certain amount of money by their master before he left on a long journey. And in Matthew 25:14, we read the story. "For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability. And he went on his journey. Immediately the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner, the one who had received 2 talents gained 2 more. But he who had received the 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I have gained 5 more talents.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.'" And the story goes on to say that the servant who had the 2 talents also brought 2 more talents to the master. And the same words of commendation were given to him: "Well done, good and faithful servant." Oh, but that servant with the 1 talent, who went and buried his master's money. The master's response to him was most interesting. He called him a wicked and lazy slave. This story has many implications, but let me bring out to you one simple point, and it is the same point that we find in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20. A faithful man, a reliable, a trustworthy, dependable man will abound with blessings. The master valued what his servants had done for him, and he acknowledged that because that servant had been faithful in just a few things, that he was able to entrust him with greater things, greater responsibility, greater opportunity. And so it is in our lives today. The quality of faithfulness, faithfulness to others, faithfulness to an employer, faithfulness to a church leader, faithfulness to a spouse, faithfulness in a family situation. A faithful person will abound with blessings. And you could say the unfaithful person will never abound with blessing in their life. Many people look at their lives and consider perhaps what they are doing at this time in their life not the ideal. It's not their dream job, for example. It's not the situation or the lifestyle they'd like to be living. So they are not faithful with what they have. They intend that when they have greater responsibility, a greater career opportunity, a better boss, a better spouse, then they will be faithful. But the kingdom of God and the way that God has designed the world, that is not how it works. Faithfulness will bring forth blessing in your life. Unfaithfulness will bring forth disaster, trouble, decrease in your life. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10, we are warned about despising the day of small things. The person who despises the day of small things or the small beginnings that a person may have in their life will not be faithful at that point in their life. But without faithfulness, things will not increase, things will not improve. Your life will not be showered with the blessings God desires to shower you with. But faithfulness is a key response to God in every area of life. It is vital for you, even if you're working in a job you do not like, working perhaps for a boss who's very difficult, perhaps you're in a family situation where the people are not treating you well. If you are faithful in what God has put into your hands, with the family that you have, with the spouse that you have, with the children that you have, in the setting, whether it be a school setting or a work setting that you find yourself in, if you will be faithful, if you will be reliable, if you will be dependable, if you will do what you have in your hand at this time with all of your heart, as the scripture says, then you can be the person whose life abounds with blessing. And this is a principle we see throughout scripture from the Old Testament through the New. There's always a test in every person's life to see if they will be faithful in little. Will you be faithful in the small things? Will you be faithful in the day of small beginnings? Or will you despise that day, looking only to the future, but not being faithful in the present? God's calling you today to reevaluate your current attitude, your current level of faithfulness. Are you faithful to your supervisor? Are you faithful to the company for whom you work? Are you faithful with the relatives that you have? Are you a blessing everywhere you go, believing that God's word is true, that the faithful person will abound with blessings, that blessings will come to that person? That's God's way of doing things, and his economy always works. If you examine the life of Joseph in the book of Genesis, you find a phenomenal example of faithfulness when things were difficult. Circumstances never deterred Joseph from being a faithful man. He was dependable. He was trustworthy. He was reliable, even in the most undesirable of scenarios in which he found himself. It was unfair, but Joseph ended up in prison. And yet, even in prison, where he had been unjustly accused and sent to serve a sentence he did not deserve, Joseph, instead of becoming embittered, chose the path of faithfulness. He was so faithful to do what he was to do in that prison setting that the prison warden gave him charge over the entire prison. Joseph's life, though a prisoner, abounded with blessings. He ended up in charge of the prison. When he was a slave working in the house of Potiphar, he ended up in charge of Potiphar's house to the point where the scripture says that Potiphar didn't even think of anything except what he was going to eat, because Joseph was so faithful, so diligent, so trustworthy, so reliable, such an excellent worker that his boss, Potiphar, never had to think about anything. He was confident in Joseph's faithfulness. Faithfulness will always cause you to rise to the top. Faithfulness will cause your life to abound with blessings. But what if you are being faithful right now and you don't see any results? Well, let me encourage you with a few stories of people who were faithful to the Lord in what they were called to do, though they themselves never saw much fruit, yet in God's eyes there was tremendous fruitfulness. This is most easily observed in the lives of some of the first missionaries that ever traveled overseas to spread the gospel. William Carey, who's known as the father of modern missions, labored for 7 years in India before he ever baptized his first convert. His biographer, Mary Drury, said this about William Carey: "The number of actual conversions directly attributable to him is pathetically small. The number indirectly attributable to him must be legion." Sometimes the faithfulness which we are sowing may not bring an immediate or an observable result, but the Word of God is always true and accurate. The faithful person will abound with blessings. William Carey, who long ago has gone on to be with the Lord, without a doubt found out the magnitude of reward he received from the Lord for his faithfulness as one of the first missionaries to India. The same can be said for many other ministries and many other servants of God who have sown much in faithfulness and perhaps did not either see the rewards or the results until after they had gone on to be with the Lord. Mother Teresa, who worked for many, many years in Calcutta, India, among the poor and the terminally ill, once remarked to Senator Mark Hatfield from the United States, who was touring her work in Calcutta, gave this interesting reply when she was asked by him, "How can you bear the load without being crushed by it?" Her response was beautiful. She simply said, "My dear Senator, I am not called to be successful, but faithful." And truthfully, Mother Teresa's faithfulness to God's will for her life, without a doubt, brought a great crown when she went on to be with the Lord for her faithfulness in serving God exactly where she was called. Are you being faithful today in what God's called you to do? The faithful person will abound with blessings.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.